Welcome to this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. We've got plenty of Trot's Talk to get through.
We sure do. And first of all, Tiger Tara at the awards night last week was named New South Wales Horse of the Year.
Yes, he sure was. He grabbed that top honour. I think he had over 66% of the vote, so he was quite a dominating winner of that award. And he claimed three awards on the night, but that was the top one. But yeah, he had a fantastic season last season, Simon. He competed in all of Australasia's major feature Grand Circuit races and hardly missed a check in most of them. So it was a huge effort considering he travelled from New South Wales to Victoria to New Zealand over to Western Australia back to the Eastern Seaboard, and he competed so strongly throughout, so he definitely deserved that. There were some great awards. Well, all the awards were great on the night, but there were some new awards, and there was also the TAB Kevin Newman Award for Driving Excellence, and that award was based on votes that were put out on social media as well as a survey. And Anthony Winnell, a driver from, he's a hobby driver basically, from Orange, he won the award. He got a lot of votes for his drive on a horse called Flinders Lane. It won at Bathurst. It was about second last at the, and then going around the home turn, he was sort of on the outside of the fence, and then he ducked all the way to the inside behind, a wall of traffic towards the sprint lane, and he ended up winning the race. And it was a brilliant drive, and he won the award. And funnily enough, that horse Flinders Lane hasn't won a race since. it was a fantastic night, Simon. And there was over 350 people there, so that was like a record attendance for the awards night for the last decade.
Good stuff. Yeah. Now, how was the Fisher's Ghost meeting at Menangle last Sunday?
Yeah, it was really good. Very strong. We had, obviously, the Indigenous Drivers race, which was taken out by Josh Aiken, and he drove a horse for Amanda Turnbull called He's a Bromac. And Josh Aiken, he lives up here now in New South Wales. He's made the move from Victoria, so we'll call him our own. But yeah, it was a strong drive, and the horse just kicked away. There was also the Group 2 Trotters Cup, which was taken out by Co-Fire Monarch, which is trained by my parents, Joe and Mary Rando. Gave them another group win with the Trotters, and Toddy McCarthy, he took the reins on him and stepped him away from the tapes, went straight to the front and just ran away from them. And that was Todd's third group win this season. So he won the Victoria Cup with Tiger Tara, and he won another group race up here. So Todd's certainly on track to defending his premiership title, I think.
Absolutely. Now, on the international front with what's happening in America, Lazarus got beaten again by McWicket, I see.
Yeah, he did. And from all reports and from what I viewed, it was slightly disappointing, so, which is a bit of a shame. But, we had an Australian-owned filly, Lily Stride. She won the Breeders' Crown, the three-year-old trot final, and she's owned by Emilio and Mary Rosati, who are huge owners here in New South Wales. So it's great to see them get the results. That race was worth $500,000 US dollars, and gave trainer Mark Harder his first Breeders' Crown win over there. But yeah, Lily Stride, I think she'll be coming down under to race here for the rest of her career. Emilio Rosati is building a training complex on his property, and it's out there that Noel Daly, who's currently training over in North America, he is an Australian, he's coming back to Australia to train for Emilio there. So Lily Stride's one of the horses that's coming down under. And we just mentioned him before, Simon. Josh Aiken is planning to work there as well for Emilio. So some good news for the Australasians. Sha Tin also won over there, and she's obviously an Australasian-bred horse as well.
Righto. Now, the third round of the Inter-Dominion ranking points have been released.
Yes, they sure have. So Inter-Dominion kicks off at Tabcorp Park, Melton on December 1. And, yes, we had our the third release of rankings yesterday, so that's Wednesday. And there were some big movers. Menin Gate in the pacing ranks moved 50 spots after winning the Swan Hill Cup, so that was a huge jump up. And also Spankham for Mark and Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen, he moved up 35 spots and is now ranked 22nd after winning the Kakura Cup during the week. And as for the trotters, there were some big movers there. The horse trained by my parents, Co-Fire Monarch, he jumped up 45 spots after winning that Group 2 race on Sunday. So he's ranked 24th. And the next biggest jump was Variance for David Murphy after that horse took out a Metro race at Melton. So, yeah, so that's it's getting interesting. Sort of sad withdrawal from the Pacers series is Chicago Bull Simon. He was withdrawn due to injury after he won at New Zealand on Friday. He was receiving some treatment and intravenously, and I think I can't exactly remember what the substance was, but the horse had like an allergic reaction to it and went into shock, and he ended up breaking his back.
So, gee.
Yeah, the good news is that they obviously think he can come back at this stage, but, you know, he's out for the rest of this season. So it's really devastating news.
Yeah, on the back of such a good win at Alexandra Park too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very sad. And there's been a few others, like Atomic Red for Steve Turnbull. He's out due to injury as well, and he's sort of one of the next sort of batch of up-and-coming paces for that Grand Circuit level. Chicago Bull, that was very sad news, which broke out at the beginning of this week.
Yeah, terrible. Mm. Now, what's the Group 3 at Tabcorp Park Benangle this Saturday?
Yeah, it's a good one. it's the Nick Robin free-for-all, and there's some really nice horses going around in that. So Joe Star of Mia, which is trained by Steve Turnbull, that's Steve's sort of main Inter-Dominion horse now. Now, he's in the race, and he's been in sensational form. He's at good value. He's at $7.50 with Tab Fixed Odds. The favourite is My Alpha Rock for Shane and Lauren Tritton. He's $2.50 with Tab Fixed Odds. He ran a cracking race to finish fifth in the Victoria Cup. He really hit the line well, and he hasn't raced since then, so he's had a few weeks away. Let It Ride is the next fave. He's at $2.90. He's just blown out. I think he opened up at about $2.80, but he was very impressive at Menangle on Sunday, Simon. He finished fourth. It was his first run since July, and his final sectionals were out of this world. His last 800 metres was 52 and change, and last quarter was 25 and something. So, he absolutely broke the clock to finish fourth. So I think if the speed's on, he'll be in the finish despite drawing out wide.
Okay. Now, just finally, Amanda, you've got a bit of news from Harness Racing New South Wales and their assistance to trainers through drought relief?
Yes, that's correct. So it's just been released now, and it takes place as of today. So what Harness Racing New South Wales is doing is giving every trainer a fee for starting their horse to go towards feed assistance. So that fee is $17.50. That's what they sort of worked out to be the average increase in feeding a horse because of this drought we're facing here in New South Wales. And that will take place as of today. So all horses nominated at Penrith tonight, that trainer will receive a fee for that horse going around to help assist with the cost of feeding that horse. And this will continue until January 31, and then the Harness Racing New South Wales Board will review the process and see where we're at with this drought and, you know, whether it continues or not. So I think this is a fantastic initiative by the Harness Racing New South Wales Board to support the trainers. Like, it's very hard. You know, a lot of trainers have had to put up training fees and whatnot because of the rise in their horse feed. So I think this will be welcoming news amongst all.
Yeah, great stuff. Right, Amanda. Well, thanks for your help with the podcast this week. Enjoy the Melbourne Cup next Tuesday.
Yes, I sure will. We actually have a harness racing meeting on that day as well at Griffith. So that will be interesting. Over the years, we've never raced Melbourne Cup Day, but Griffith has taken the spot this year. So, yeah, it'll be good to see that. So hopefully the punters, after, if they luck out on the Melbourne Cup, they can turn to Griffith Trots later on in the evening and hopefully get a winner.
It'll be a good day. Thanks, Amanda. Enjoy the week ahead.
Will do.